This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, July 3rd. God's word for you today is Face It. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 32, verse 22 and 24. And it says, during the night, Jacob took his two wives, his two servant wives, and his 11 sons, and crossed the Jabbok River. This left Jacob all alone in the camp, and a man came and wrestled with him until the dawn began to break. How do I walk in the blessing? The first thing you need to realize is that God is more interested in your character than in your contribution. Yes. God is more interested in who you are becoming on earth than in what you are contributing, doing to earth. Most times, when we think of our destinies, we think of our contribution. But beyond our contribution, God is interested in our character. Your contribution mostly stays here on earth, but you take your character with you to eternity. God is more interested in who you are becoming than what you are amassing. God is more interested in your character than he is in your contribution. We see this truth play out in the life of Jacob. Jacob was running for most of his life. He was running from his brother, from his family, and from his uncle, who incidentally was his father-in-law. The truth is that you cannot walk in God's blessings if you keep running. Jacob was running all around, but God wanted him to walk in his blessing. Jacob, though blessed, was running. So God needed to help Jacob walk in the blessing. Are you running? What are you running from? What is chasing you away from your house? Some people are running away from their marriages, running from their homes. Some people are even running away from their children. God is saying, you cannot walk in his blessings if you keep running from the issues and the challenges of life. Jacob went through four phases before he could walk in the blessing of God. We will delve into the four phases Jacob went through and learn how to walk in the blessing. Phase 1, the crisis phase. I do not know what you may be struggling with in your life right now, but I pray in the name of Jesus that God will step in and turn things around for your good. The truth is that a lot of people are in a crisis right now, a health crisis, financial crisis, relationship crisis. I pray that the God of heaven will step into that situation and calm the storm in Jesus' mighty name. In Genesis 32, verse 22 to 25, please read. Jacob was in a crisis. He was about to face his brother Esau the next day. He did not know if he was going to live or die. But Jacob got to a place where he chose to stop running and face Esau. And that created a crisis in his life. What is the Esau that you have been running from? It is time to face it. However, Jacob will discover that his biggest crisis was with God and not with Esau. The biggest conflict of your life is with God. Let us pray. Father, I surrender to your will. Help me confront what I must, and help me walk in the blessings you have for me, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.